I'm going to have Rick come on up and just wrap up his time with us. I really appreciate Rick and his ministry, and this was new stuff for me that we learned this time, and it was helpful. Are you shaking your head that it would be helpful? Good.
Jean told me she didn't trust you and asked when I would address that issue. So I did. I did it for your wife. Actually, I didn't know I was supposed to come up. So here's how I'll close, if that's all right. I want to thank you all for allowing Luella and I to share our life and our journey and our story as I kind of teach different principles from the scripture about how to live your life and how to live it successfully with the abundant life. And thank you for being willing to listen and consider. And I thank all of those who said, hey, can I sit and talk with you? Because personally, it makes my day go a lot better, knowing that God can use me when I'm not teaching, because I don't plan on swimming or anything like that. And so thank you for allowing me just to give you that gift. And my prayer and hope is that this isn't just something that you heard, but there is some nugget of truth that you can take that would have transformed your heart so that there will be a difference that will make a difference from this day forward. Because that's really what we're about, is a difference that makes a difference so that 5 months from now, 6 months from now, that difference sustains itself, maintains itself, and so that you're walking a little more intimately with Father and each other as you do yourself, which is really the great commandment. And so Luella asked me to say to you all, thank you for taking care of me and encouraging me. But she said she hopes and prays that this has been an encouragement for all of you. And so that's from my wife to you. And I get to go see her in a couple days, which I'm excited about. So thank you. And I want to say thank you to Fort. I mean, you guys, you know, I come up here because personally it's selfish on my part. And so I enjoy it. And if you want to come to the marriage retreat, come on. You'll hear a lot more of the story. But I promise you, where we're different in the marriage retreat from most others is that we do not teach information. You'll spend about half of that sitting knee to knee doing skills. So when you walk out of there, you have tools in your toolbox that you can draw on to use down the road if you want to use them. All right? So I want to thank you all, and shalom.